President Trump has signed a proclamation that bans thousands of Chinese students and researchers from entering the U.S. effective today. This includes prohibiting any of these students from obtaining visas for upcoming visits. For more on the impact of all this and what's being done, we turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and talk with Artie Coley, Executive Director of the Asian Law Caucus. Ms. Coley, thanks for being with us this afternoon. This is going to impact a lot of people.
Yes, potentially. We have right now almost 300,000 Chinese students in the United States. About 85,000 of them are doing graduate work in science and engineering.
And also, the number of Chinese students who come here to be educated is a big proportion in a lot of universities, and they bring in lots of money to those universities as well, correct?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the big concern for us is that there's actually no need for this executive order. And we're not only concerned about the Chinese students, but we're also concerned about Asian Americans who are facing incredible amounts of hate incidents right now.
I want to ask you one more question specifically about the students and researchers. What about the ones who are already here? What is their status with this order?
So this is something that we're waiting to see how the administration will evaluate it. But as long as they're in student status, they are okay. The issue is moving forward, visas that are issued to people who are outside of the country. One option for the administration is to start removal proceedings against students who are here, but we are hopeful that they're not going to be doing that.
Is there anything you can do legally to try to fight this proclamation he made?
Well, at this moment, the section that the proclamation relies on in the law gives the president a lot of discretion to decide the circumstances under which people come into the country. It's the same part of the law that was used to justify the Muslim ban, the other immigration executive orders that have been coming down. So, as you know, those have been challenged, and unfortunately, the cases were not won at the Supreme Court.
Ms. Coley, we very much appreciate your taking some time for us today. Again, Artie Coley is Executive Director of the Asian Law Caucus.